You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network. Attention all timeshare owners. Is this what you'd like to do with your timeshare contract? Do you own a timeshare and just want out? Thousands of timeshare owners are getting out of their timeshare contract. With the help of Timeshare Compliance, Timeshare Compliance can legally terminate, tear up, shred, eliminate, trash your timeshare agreement, ending your payments forever, saving you thousands. So whether you're a victim of a high-pressure, dishonest sales agent, or you were misled with what you were buying, or you overpaid and they underdelivered, call Timeshare Compliance now for a free consultation. With one simple call, the trusted professionals at Timeshare Compliance can legally rip up your timeshare agreement and help rip up your financial suffering. You could save thousands. Call now before another payment is due. Timeshare Compliance is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Call 800-617-2610. 800-617-2610. 800-617-2610.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network programmed with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
It's Super Bowl weekend, if you happen to care, January 31st, 2020. We always use the Friday dates going into our weekends so that if you want to come back and check out the show notes, maybe hear your call or hear another interview or anything you may have missed, then you know to visit intotomorrow.com. And in this case, look for the show for the weekend of January 31st, 2020. And it involves our CES Part 3, many interviews that you have not heard, I guarantee it, and seen the videos. When you visit intotomorrow.com, check out the video of all the radio interviews so you can see the cool products and services and people that we're talking to and about from the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas. I am Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
Erasmo's in the control room. Horatio working with the show out of New York, handling the posts and putting up all this information at our website so you can get it and look back on it and search for it. Do whatever you'd like. We hope that you are already subscribing to our free once-a-week tech newsletter when you visit intotomorrow.com. A little box pops up. And you should be able to put in your email address only, which, by the way, we don't share with anyone, in spite of the constant begging and even offering us dollars. Nope. Email of our listeners is private, and we will not divulge it. But we will send you once a week our free tech newsletter. So sign up at intotomorrow.com. Among other things, amazingly enough, it has some tech news.
We've got thoughts to make you smile.
Oh, and they do. Oh, we've got listings of who's on the show any given week.
And when we weeks when we have callers calling into the show, we tell you what some of the calls we're going to be addressing that week.
That's true, because you may look and say, oh, I want to know about that, or I have a similar question, and see if we can hopefully answer it for you. We also have a tech tip from Beth each week.
And this week, a story, Windows 7 is dead, but what about your antivirus? Will your antivirus still work?
Oh, that's Beth's tech tip?
No,
that's another story. Oh, okay, because Beth's done a tech tip, I think, about the Super Bowl, that it's in town. Well, our town anyway, since we're in Miami, and you can use your tech. She tells you how to keep up and be part of the action and all the fun, even if you're not attending, because there's a plethora of stuff. And that's among the things that you'll find in our weekly tech newsletter. So we hope you subscribe to that. It's really easy. As I mentioned, just visit the site, intotomorrow.com, and put in your email address. But then remember, you're going to get another email. It's a double opt-in, because we don't spam anybody, that says, are you sure you want to get it? Just click the link, and voila, you'll start getting it. And by the way, Chris is the editor of the tech newsletter.
I am?
Yeah.
Oh.
You didn't know that?
No.
You didn't get that pay raise?
I did not.
Do you use Tinder?
No.
Isn't that where you swipe left or right if you like or don't like somebody?
I've always heard Tinder is basically a hookup app anyway.
Oh, geez. Okay. Well, they announced that Tinder users soon will have access to safety features that include a panic button, triggering deployment of emergency assistance with precise location data, along with enhanced photo verification, which will require real-time selfies in an attempt to discourage fake profiles. I guess that's been a problem for them. And maybe you're meeting up with someone who's not at all who they say they were. So that's kind of cool, a good idea, I think. It's like, oh, yeah, are you really you? I mean, you're sending me these pictures, but is it really you? Send me a real-time selfie, or however they're going to do that. I think that's a good idea. Tinder's parent company says it will also add the features to dating platforms that they also have. It's like a monopoly here. Plenty of Fish and OkCupid.
Interesting.
Apparently part of their whole thing sometime later this year. Well, why don't they do it all now if they're worried about safety? Oh, sometime later. Really? They're going to see how it works or how many people say, oh, I'm unsubscribing because I can't fake my profile anymore or something. Well, then you shouldn't be on anyway.
I mean, I've always, even long before these dating apps were around, I always, you know, whenever I was going on like a first date, I'd always have one of my buddies call me at like, you know, half an hour into the date and act like there's an emergency at home. And if everything's going well, I just don't answer. But at least if there's a problem, I answer. Oh, you know, I'm sorry. I've got to go. I've got a family emergency.
So you never had a buddy that thought if you don't answer, it could be that everything's okay, or it could be that he's been kidnapped.
Yeah.
Oh, that has happened, and it's like, then what?
Yeah,
well, you don't have a backup plan, do you?
No. I only think one step ahead. I don't think that far ahead.
Apparently not. Well, for anyone else listening who thinks that's a good idea, and it is, think two steps ahead. Always answer your buddy, your girlfriend, or your friend, or other, who, you know, mom, whoever's going to call to check up on you. And have a safe word, or, you know, if you say dinosaur, everything's fine. Of course, that'd be a weird word to be saying in front of opposite a date.
You probably wouldn't get a second date, but
yeah, probably not. It's like, okay, that was a weird phone call, you know. But just figure it out, you know. Say something that, you know, or just be honest and say, no, as a matter of fact, he or she is wonderful and we're having a great time, but thanks for checking. Bye bye. And then they're going to think, well, that was really cool, and you like me.
Yeah.
Too bad the feeling's not mutual.
Yeah.
Because there's always that, I guess. Dan in Fairbanks, Alaska, save us, listens on 970 KFBX. Hey, Dan.
I have a Garmin Runner 35 watch that I got for Christmas. I've gotten pretty much everything worked out on it, but there's something I can't set, and that's the date. They tell me to go outside, get a satellite, and then set the date. But here in Fairbanks, Alaska, I may be too far north. I don't know, but I'm not getting the reading or the letdown to do that. I just need some kind of advice how to set just the date only. I've got the rest of it. This one's really got me baffled.
I got you, Dan, and that could be the case, but there's only one way to set the date on a Garmin Forerunner 35, and unfortunately, it's the one you already know about. You need to go into the settings, general, and time, choose your time zone, and then wait for the signal from GPS satellites, if it'll work that far north.
Now, the good news is that you're not too far north. You should be able to get normal GPS coverage in Fairbanks. You can check that by grabbing your phone and trying to get navigation directions anywhere. Your phone and watch will get their positioning data from the same satellites. Now, the most likely cause of your issue is just that you're setting up your watch for the first time, and it may take a little longer for it to be able to successfully connect to the satellites. Running watches tend to save their location to speed up connection in the future, but the first time might take a while. If you're standing outside, you're not around any tall buildings or very, very thick tree canopies, your watch should make the connection eventually, and you may just need to give it a little bit more of time for the first time around.
Yeah, the Forerunner series are usually worn by runners, so connecting to GPS quickly is important. No one wants to stand around for 10 minutes waiting for a connection, but good luck, Dan. It hopefully will work well for you. If not, and I would take it back and see if you can't swap it wherever you got it. Intotomorrow.com. Let's meet there, shall we?
Guys, by now, you've heard the great news. If you've wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, but were worried about the price, Blue Pills Direct can finally give you the results you've been looking for. Why pay almost $15 per pill when you can get the same results you need for only $2 per pill? That's right. Call today and receive 50 blue pills or 50 yellow pills for only $99. That's only $2 per pill and saves you almost $500 from your local pharmacy. Why wait? Call 888-914-4247 today and finally have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Call 888-914-4247 right now, and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. Just call 888-914-4247. That's 888-914-4247. Call 888-914-4247.
a very happy 25th anniversary, a wonderful milestone to be made in the radio industry. Congratulations, and here's for 25 more years.
Oh, stop that. I don't think we can do 50 years on the air. What am I, Arthur Godfrey? I said, okay, Boomer, yeah. But Kathleen, thank you so much for those kind words from Amherstburg, which is in Ontario, is it not?
Yes, our friends to the north.
Yes, our friends to the north listening on CKLW.
Unless you're in Michigan, then in parts of Michigan, there are friends to the south.
That's also true. Yes. Isn't that like the only place where Canada is south of the U.S.?
I think so, yeah.
Which is really kind of cool. Love it. And you have a beautiful part of the world up there, too. So thank you so much for the kind messages. And anyone else, you're more than welcome to do that. Also, let us know what you think of tech.
This portion of our CES special coverage is brought to you by CE Week 2020 in New York, the epicenter for emerging trends, new innovation, and the networking event of the year. CEWeekNY.com.
Now, especially for you gamers, our next guest is the business line manager with ViewSonic, Jason Marine. Jason, welcome into tomorrow. How you doing?
Thank you. Doing great. I mean, it's a fun show.
Yes, it is. And we're here at the Showstoppers After Hours press event, where a bunch of us media types hound you guys, but more importantly, you and your PR people. People can say, "Whoa, look what we've got to show. Can we be on your show and talk about it?" And yes, absolutely. ViewSonic always doing some cool things. I guess certainly mostly known over the years for great monitors and things.
Absolutely. We are known for our monitor rants. We've been in business for over 30 years. Mm. So, you know, we've been in this business for a long time doing monitors for both the consumers, for your home, the office, for gaming. So really all across the board.
Yeah. New gaming monitors, as a matter of fact. What, an OLED version even?
Absolutely. So this year we're showcasing our 55-inch OLED monitor.
55.
Yeah.
Nice.
4K, 120 hertz. You know, gaming within this kind of industry is getting bigger and bigger in terms of monitor display sizes. Back in the day, you had things that are like 18-inch monitors. Now the standard is 24 inches and above, right? So we have a 35-inch one. We have a 27-inch one. Now we have a 55-inch one.
A 55-inch monitor for you single by yourself playing a game is a pretty darn big monitor, and OLED at that.
Absolutely.
Oh, very nice. Doing a lot with projectors as well, showing some new projector systems.
Yep, absolutely. So projectors is a big part of our business as well. You know, we want to focus on the home entertainment, home theater, right, as people kind of focus on making their homes much more grander, right, having larger spaces, and they want to have kind of everything within this home theater room.
Yeah.
We want to create products that kind of cater to that. So we have our X100 this year, showing 4K projectors, and we have our X10, which is a portable one used for, you know, kind of the outdoor environment.
Oh, very cool. And what is the little device we have here? Those listening on the radio, when you have a moment, intotomorrow.com and see the video, not only with Jason from ViewSonic, but all of our radio interviews on video here at CES. What have you got here to show?
Yeah, this is the new M1 Mini Plus. This is a stocking stuffer, if you will.
A stocking stuffer. But what is it?
It is a mini projector.
It is a projector.
Yes. Ah, so this is mainly used for, you know, kind of the use case is if for business, for example, right? You have presentations you want to take, and you want to showcase your laptop. You want to use your laptop. You can use this little projector to showcase on the screen, so you can do your presentation on a much larger display. Or this is for, you know, if your kids want to, you know, go camping. Right, you can display this on the side of a tent, but that way you can have entertainment anywhere you go. And this is quite a small size.
Yeah.
With a built-in battery, so it powers itself. Has JBL speakers integrated as well, so it kind of has this whole package.
I'm noticing what appeared to be stereo speakers here, and sure enough,
absolutely, they're pretty great as well.
And this is a thing that can almost fit in a shirt pocket. It is really tiny.
Absolutely.
And gives you obviously a really quality picture. Then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Is this available now?
Yes, this is available now.
And for how much?
The price of this is $199.
$199. Okay, very cool. ViewSonic.com for more information there. What else is coming out from ViewSonic that we can expect perhaps in 2020? Anything around the corner that you guys can share with us that you're working on?
Yeah, well, we have this brand new gaming monitor that's coming out. It's a 27-inch 1440p. Right, it's a little technical with the specs, but essentially...
Well, a lot of our listeners love the tech stuff.
All right, perfect then. It's a high refresh rate, 165 hertz, so it's perfect for gamers that want to experience a smooth gaming experience.
Yeah.
It's also a curved monitor, so it's a little bit of immersion. You get that from that, which is different from a flat panel.
Sure.
And also with the gaming monitor itself, we're launching this, I should have brought it over, this little screen called the Elite Ally. Typically when gamers, have you ever tried changing the brightness on your monitor and the contrast?
Oh, sure.
Right?
And you could never get it right.
And it's a hassle, right?
Yes.
So this little Elite Lally is this 4.3-inch screen right here that connects to the monitor where you can change the brightness, the contrast, turn on different gaming modes and features right from this little screen right here. So you don't have to mess with your monitor. And this is important for gamers because enthusiast gamers, if you're playing games and let's say you're in a dark environment, right? You're watching a game and you're in a dungeon, for example, and you want to change your brightness. You can't do that on the fly, you know, kind of messing with the settings.
So not without getting killed in the game or
exactly,
something, right?
Or some type of distraction, right?
Yeah.
So having this little screen lets you adjust on the fly. It's definitely more of an enthusiast product, but it lets gamers, you know, have full control of their monitor easily.
Ah. Well, I can tell, Jason, that you're very much into what you do. I always love having guests who are passionate about what you do, and
absolutely,
clearly that's the case. ViewSonic.com for more information. And thank you, Jason, for spending a few minutes with us. You've got some really cool products. Keep making the cool products. We'll keep talking about them.
For sure, for sure.
It's our pleasure. I'm Dave Graveline. IntoTomorrow.com is where we would love to meet you. Of course, if you've got any questions, comments, concerns, help for other listeners, maybe some questions about anything you hear on our shows, our CES specials from Vegas, we want to hear from you. The best way is the free upgraded brand new Into Tomorrow app. Just message the studio. You'll see that button right there on the app. Or you can call us anytime at 800-899-INTO anywhere from North America. 800-899-4686 here on the Advanced Media Network. The Chief Corporate Brand Ambassador for Lutron is someone we catch up with at the PepCom After Hours press event here in Las Vegas, and that would be Melissa Andresco. Melissa, welcome Into Tomorrow. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Dave. Thanks for talking with us tonight.
It's a pleasure. You have some 15,000 energy-saving products. You're only showing a couple of the new ones now, which is good because we don't have a lot of time. Tell me what you're showing here this year in Vegas.
Yeah, so Lutron is best known for the pioneer of the dimmer. We've been doing dimming since 1961, and what we're showing tonight are two things. We have our Caseta smart lighting system, great entry into smart home for lights, for shades, temperature. And then we're also showing our new Aurora dimmer, which is a smart dimmer for smart bulbs. So we have some new line extensions for this, CES Innovation Award winner. So we're super excited to be showing all these new things here at CES.
What's cool about that, Melissa, a lot of people are getting smart bulbs and they're thinking, oh, they're very cool, but people are leaving the switch off, so they're not so smart when they don't have any power. You've solved that problem here, right?
That's absolutely right. That's actually the number one complaint of smart bulb owners, is that if somebody unfamiliar with the product turns off the switch, you can't use your bulb or your dimmer anymore. And, you know, we've solved that problem for them.
So how does this work? Because now this is, as Chris was probably showing again, all the radio interviews on video as well this week. So check it out at intotomorrow.com. So the Aurora, this replaces basically a simple on-off switch that you might have for a light. And you even have them available soon for the more flat switches, but still an on-off switch, and that's a problem. So you want to replace it and make it a dimmer, right? You simply put this cover on it, and it starts to, oh, look at that.
So
wow, taking it off.
It actually locks your toggle switch into place so that nobody can actually turn it on or off. It locks it into place, and then the dimmer just snaps right on top of it like that. And now I have on-off control, and I can dim it right from here. So convenient if you don't feel like opening up your app. You can also still do it using voice, but just a great, convenient, familiar control right on the wall.
And rumor has it this is very affordable.
It's very affordable. The Aurora dimmer is available for $39.99, and this new insert is about $10. So best $10 you're going to spend on technology here at the show.
Oh, for sure. Good point. And available when?
The new insert will be available in March, and Aurora is available now.
Okay. And we're talking about in March of this year, yeah?
March of this year, about 8 weeks from now. That's right.
Very cool. And what else brings you to Vegas this week? Other things, no doubt, with so many products that you guys are showing here at CES.
Yeah, so we have some new extensions for our Caseta product. We're showing a new motion sensor and also a system repeater. So for people who maybe have a ranch-style home or stone walls, you can install this Caseta repeater and get more square footage out of your system.
Oh, very cool, because that is an issue. We talk with listeners all the time about Wi-Fi problems and extending their Wi-Fi. Well, they have the same issue now with smart home devices, whether it be lighting controls or otherwise. And this is the device behind me that we could take a quick peek at. I'm warning Chris. You see, that's how we do that. So as we move over here, tell me about this particular device as I pass in front of you and you can describe it.
So this is is the new Caseta sensor. So you can mount it up in the corner of a wall, or you could leave it right here on a shelf. So if it's going to detect motion, it's going to cover up to 1,000 square feet of space. So it's a really great range. And Lutron has a proprietary sensing technology. So you're going to get a very high quality sensing. You're not going to get a lot of false trips. So very high quality sensing. And then this little device way down here, Chris, is our new system repeater. So again, for great for solutions where, you know, your Wi-Fi's a little bit, your box is a little bit further from some of your devices. So, yeah.
Awesome. And Lutron.com, I'm assuming we can get more info.
Lutron.com. You can find us also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Catch up with all things Lutron.
And a whole bunch of smart stores all over the world because they know to carry products, whether it's all 15,000 or a bunch of them at least. just a few to take care of your smart home and smart lighting. And Lutron has always been leading doing that. So keep up the good work.
All right. Well, thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of the show.
All right. And same to you. Good luck with the show. Lutron.com for more and specifically for the Caseta system. CasetaWireless.com, C-A-S-E-T-A, wireless.com. I'm Dave Graveline. Hit us up at intotomorrow.com. More from Lost Wages Nevada as we continue bringing you further Into Tomorrow, our 25th year.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What's next? Rising inflation, drops in the dollar's value, some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children and grandchildren? We know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins and an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they're a true wealth asset that have real value. During the three-year recovery period after the crash of 08, the Dow only went up 3.5%, while gold more than doubled in price. Call 855-662-6533 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny and call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-662-6533. That's 855-662-6533. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
Congratulations on your 25 years, guys. You've helped me out a lot in the last few years. I can't wait to see what the future holds for all of us.
Oh, well, thank you, Penny. It's our pleasure to help you out. Penny in Windsor, Ontario, Canada. And yet another awesome listener sending us the congratulatory message as we've just now kicked off our 25th year on the air.
A little cooler up there than it is down here this time of year.
Yeah, that's true. In fact, right now in Miami, as we're doing this show, 78 degrees, partly cloudy.
Oh, so it's you know, warmed up a little.
It's warmed up a little, yes. Well, man, it was frigid the other day. It was like 68.
I know.
We're talking about Fahrenheit, so... it's a good thing. If we're talking Celsius, we'd be fried. But
well, there was one day we got down to like 48 for about an hour.
I know. Man, that was our whole winter lasted about 3 hours total, I believe.
But then 2 days later, we were already back to 80 degrees.
So. I know. And I wish that we had more of a winter, not more like some people listening that are just inundated and snowed in and all. That's a little too much. But it would be nice to have temperatures around 70 for several days, maybe 60 in the early morning or something.
You know, it's like this meme I saw on Facebook. It's like, you know, you can't have all four seasons in 1 week. Well, Florida says, hold my sweet tea and watch this.
Yes. Hold my sweet tea.
I guess instead of hold my beer, maybe the person who wrote it must have been in recovery or something. But, but here in the South Florida, we drink the unsweet stuff.
Yeah, because you know why? Because I'm sweet enough.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sweet enough, so I always get unsweet tea. And I don't add anything to it. I know it's just unnatural. But what can I say?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available where you live or work. Text the word radio to 35,000 for more info. Again, text the word radio to 35,000.
Oh, by the way, that was Chris Graveline. I'm Dave Graveline. Erasmo's in the control room, H handling all the stuff on the website, and...
It's time for our Evo History Feature. IFA is one of the largest and oldest tech shows in the world. With this week's look back at IFA's historic past,
Here's Chris Graveline.
IFA history, IFA history.
Since the compact disc was such a huge success, the industry tried to develop the technology further. A photo CD for pictures, an interactive CDI, and a CD video format for up to 74 minutes of video were developed.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Well, maybe not for that reason, but okay.
But the capacity was limited at 900 megabytes, so the industry jointly worked on a new system based on the CD technology, but with much higher capacity. In 1995, the digital video disc, sometimes also referred to as digital versatile disc, or DVD, with a capacity of 4.7 gigabytes was defined. Nearly double that capacity in a double-layer version. Of course, IFA was the stage for the new DVD technology.
Thank you. Goodbye.
And so was the very first episode of Into Tomorrow. That was one of the main topics we covered on our very first show in January of 1996 was brand new DVD technology.
That's right. And ever since then, we've covered everything since. But back then, 25 years ago, it was DVD. And that was this brand new technology that nobody had heard of, nobody was using yet. But here it was being introduced to all of us. So that was cool. Talk about hearkening back to the launch of our show 25 years ago. That's the kind of stuff that we wonder, did you like that technology? Was that one of the most interesting parts of the tech world that you enjoyed? What did you not like? We want to hear from you either way.
That's this week's IFA Update brought to you by Messe Berlin. Be sure to visit ifa-berlin.com.
I shall do just that. That's very cool. Joe in Lincoln, Nebraska listens online. Welcome into tomorrow, Joe.
I do a lot of presentations and travel around the country. And I find myself sometimes in the situation where there is not a projector ready for me. And so I would like to get some information about pocket-sized projectors and see how much they cost and which one you think would be the best one.
Ah, well, Joe, it sounds like you're in the market for what is commonly known these days as a Pico projector. Sometimes people say Pico, but I think Pico is more appropriate. Keep in mind that they won't be as bright or certainly not as good as full-sized projectors, but even lesser quality. It beats having nothing to show at a meeting. I feel for you there. The AAXA or AXA Pico LCOS. Man, they can complicate a model number, right?
It would be LCOS.
It would be LCOS, yes. But I'm just saying all those letters and whatnot. It's generally well-liked, and it'll set you back about $130. It has HDMI and analog video ports, so you should be able to get it plugged into your computer and make it work relatively easily.
And now, AXA's catalog is worth browsing. Take a look at their offering online at any big retailer like Amazon or Best Buy and see what would work for you. They have many small projectors, and you may get a better one if you're willing to settle for one that might be more of a computer bag projector than a pocket projector. ViewSonic has its own portable projector. It's not quite pocketable, and it costs about $300, but they should know a thing or two about getting a decent picture by now, so they might be worth a look, too, if you can afford the price.
Yeah, there's some really cool stuff out. Now, what was the one we did an interview with at CES that projects onto a table, and we had that technology that allows you to type onto any surface and so forth, but this one, you turn it around, and you can display it onto a ceiling or a big wall, up to 110-inch screen type, if you will, from this little box. It was really very, very cool.
You have me going back to our notes to try to find it, and I'm just hoping you can keep talking while I find it. Ah, it's called Hachi.
Hachi.
H-A-C-H-I, and it's HachiSmart.com.
Yeah, it was a little more expensive than these $130 to $300 ones, a lot more expensive. But
again, not just a projector. It'll turn any of the flat surface into a touchscreen.
Yeah, that's what made it really cool. So in this case, Joe, for example, if any of your presentations would be enhanced by touching the wall that you're displaying onto or touching the drop-down screen or something like that, might be worth looking into. And again, you want to come and see the video that we have of this interview for Hachi at intotomorrow.com, one of our CES specials.
In fact, because we have some friends that own a security company locally, and they told us that they actually bought a couple of those exact projectors to do these presentations for communities and businesses. And they said they've blown clients away and gotten every account that they've gone to with this thing.
That's very true, because they walk in and they've got maybe at a board meeting for a homeowner association, for example, they've described how the table in front of the board is covered with brochures and flyers and whatnot, and they just scoop all of those away, put them in a pile, and set up their little portable projector. and up against the wall or even the ceiling. But the wall is easy because then they would go up to it, and you can swipe left or right like you would on a touchscreen anyway.
This
or
device
tap
basically
something.
Is an Android tablet. It's got Android OS built into it.
Yeah. We were very impressed with it. So it was one of the things that we decided to highlight as part of our CES coverage. So, Joe, I hope you go and check that out. Scott in State College, Pennsylvania, welcome into Tomorrow.
I have a Samsung Galaxy S7. I like the phone, but it seems to run down on battery. I didn't know if I should just upgrade, spend the extra money and upgrade it, or get like a new battery or some sort of battery pack, like when I go on vacation, take a lot of pictures. If you could give me your thoughts, I would appreciate it. And if you think I should upgrade or get a battery pack, like which one do you suggest?
Well, Scott, a battery pack would probably get old very fast. It's basically like carrying another phone on you for a decent one. If the only reason you're considering another phone is the battery life decreasing, you probably don't need to buy a new phone at modern cell phone prices.
Yeah, now these days, Samsung's flagship replacement to the S7 will cost you around $1,000.
Yeah.
A battery won't even cost you $50. Now, if all you want is better battery life, you might as well just go with a new battery. You may have to pay someone to replace it for you, but even then, you'll be saving a significant amount of money.
Yeah, because Scott, like we've told a lot of our audience over the last few years, if your phone's working very well and you've got all your life on it, and there's no reason otherwise to get a new phone, save money. Be happy with it and deal with that. So, yes, you can replace even these unreplaceable batteries. IntoTomorrow.com for more anytime.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips. Tips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-689-3005. 800-689-3005. That's 800-689-3005. 800-689-3005.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. We hope that you've not missed a minute of our 3 weeks' worth of CES coverage from the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas as we kicked off our 25th year on the air. But if you didn't hear all of it, or more importantly, didn't see the videos of all the radio interviews, we most certainly hope that you'll stop by
IntoTomorrow.com.
Oh, that's what I was just going to say.
Yeah.
Where you can see the videos of all the radio interviews, see all the cool products that we've run across. We particularly concentrated a lot on products from companies that were smaller companies, startup companies this year especially, because we knew everybody was going to be doing the big companies and, yeah, more TVs, more blah, blah, blah. Like Samsung unveiled a 292-inch TV. How the heck big is big enough, you know, but if you've got that and you can lift your roof off and have a crane put it in, wonderful. That's 24 feet of TV.
Yeah, but TVs can't be too big. I mean, if I could have a Jumbotron in my house, I would.
Yeah, that's probably true. Konica unveiled a 236-inch 8K 5G micro LED TV. And the price on that? Well, if you have to ask, you can't afford it. That's kind of pretty much the issue there. But there were a lot of companies that we really wanted to concentrate on that we thought deserved the publicity and the information to share with our audience, because you might want one of these things when they're available, or maybe it's available now and you can go after it because they're cool and very, very different.
Yeah, I mean, you know, walking around and concentrating on those tiny, those smaller mom-and-pop companies. I call them mom-and-pop, but you know, some of them are bigger than that. But that's how we came across things like that Wazin pet door opener, sliding glass door opener, things like the Sunflower Labs that have the automated drone to protect your house, which I thought was really cool. I mean, the price needs to come down on that a lot. But,
of course.
You know, that's how we happened upon some of those cool items.
We also happened upon some weird items that we like to share with you. For example, the Samsung Bot Chef. It's a set of robot arms attached beneath a kitchen cabinet to aid with things like chopping and coffee making.
Because those are so tedious, and I can't do them myself.
I mean, it looks cool in your kitchen if you've got the room, but why not? It was just a weird enough product. Something else that we ran across?
It's a product called Prinker S. This is a handheld printer that prints temporary tattoos directly on your skin.
Yeah. Because you can't otherwise get a temporary tattoo for a lot less money.
Yeah.
Speaking of Samsungs, how about their Ciro TV? It rotates 90 degrees so you can cast vertical videos. So imagine your screen that's normally hanging on a stand or a wall rotating 90 degrees because you watch a lot of vertical videos.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a lot of those that people just take on their cell phone, they're vertical. Well, they don't look good on a TV that's horizontal. So you want something to just automatically rotate 90 degrees because you watch so many of those.
Yeah. Well, and while we're talking about Samsung's goofy products, they also had Selfie Type. It's an invisible keyboard. It's an app that uses the front-facing camera and an AI algorithm to offer up a virtual keyboard based on your finger tapping.
Yeah, that's one that I thought was cool, different, but yes, added to our weird category. Then there was the anti-snore pillow. When the motion pillow detects snoring, get this, airbags inflate and deflate to reposition your head to stop you from snoring automatically. Detect snoring, well, then an airbag is going to inflate or deflate, moving your head around so you just stop snoring.
Yeah, see, now when I was married, you know, my then wife used a pillow to stop me from snoring. But it was
smothered you.
Yeah, it was usually by smacking me with it.
Yeah, that's a whole different thing. This one doesn't involve possible death.
Right.
Hopefully, anyway.
Now, we also came across the Golden Summoner. If you've got money to burn, then you might be interested in this $10,000 computer keyboard from PC gaming company XPG. The entire keyboard has been plated in 24-karat gold.
For only $10,000, order two. They might even knock a buck or two off.
Uh-huh.
I know Rosmo wants one. His eyes are lighting up in the control room. Really? A gold-plated 24-karat gold keyboard? I'll take it. And, of course, there were things like bendable glass for screens. That's kind of the missing ingredient in today's foldable phone. So a lot of discussion was had about the possibility of using things like diamond glass.
Yeah, and everybody's coming out with electric cars these days, including, apparently, Sony. They had a concept
about
car
that.
Of their electric car that was loaded with all sorts of Sony technology. Of course, they said the car's never going to be for sale, but then why waste all that time and money to...
Yeah, Sony's electric vehicle. And they even were telling us as press, well, it's not going to be available. You know, well, is it going to be available? Nope. What about a price? Well, it's not going to be available. Well, then why are you showing it? Why did we show up to your press conference?
And that's why Sony's products are so expensive, because they've got to pay for all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And, oh, man, so many cool things, though. We hope you don't miss any of it. So be sure and check it all out. Just hit the button that says CES Highlights, even, and you can check it all out at intotomorrow.com. By the way, brought to you in part by...
IFA 2020, six electrifying days that offer a blueprint for where technology is headed. See you at IFA in Berlin. Visit ifa-berlin.com. And by StreamGuys.com, providing the 24/7 stream of Into Tomorrow on our website at intotomorrow.com and our free Into Tomorrow apps.
We hope that you visit us at intotomorrow.com, as Chris mentioned, and just as importantly, we want to hear from you. And if nothing else, if you don't have a question about anything you've heard, especially at CES, and you want more info, or you don't have a tech question currently, how about just telling us what you like the most about consumer tech in our last 25 years on the air, or what you'd like the least, for that matter. You can call us toll-free. Chris is going to give you the number in a second, or better yet, use the audio option on the Into Tomorrow app.
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
Hey guys, it's Sue Kosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-574-5007, 800-574-5007. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-574-5007, 800-574-5007.
Now, our 25th year on the air, Into Tomorrow continues. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. And we were just talking that now that CES 2020 is behind us, thank goodness, the countdown to IFA 2020 can begin.
Oh, that's very true, because coming up in September will be our 18th year broadcasting from that bigger, better show. And we hope if you ever have an opportunity to visit IFA in Berlin, first week of September, come by our broadcast center. It's always in Hall 26, where all the new innovations are, IFA Next, all the cool new stuff, and have a nice, refreshing beverage, adult or otherwise, on us in our broadcast booth. No, we don't drink during interviews, but boy, when 6 o'clock rolls around and we finish that last interview, boom, everybody gets a beer. Or two or three.
In fact, our producers last year were so good that during the last interview, they opened mine and had it waiting for me. So as soon as I hit stop on that recorder, then the other hand brought the beer up.
I know, boy. And yeah. You and Benny were enjoying it right as you hit stop on the records. That was pretty cool.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by IFA's CE China 2020, connecting the CE industry to the manufacturing and exporting hub of the world. Check out cechina-ifa.com.
So do you wonder about all these streaming companies producing their own new content? Well, the race that has been underway between video streaming services for a number of years now is only expected to intensify with the launch of new services like Disney Plus and Apple TV Plus. Netflix, for example, plans to spend $17 billion on content this year. And that figure is expected to grow to $26 billion by 2028. So all these companies with all this streaming content, and there are more. I mean, look at all the – it was only Netflix before. Well, it was HBO and Showtime and whatnot. But pretty much for streaming, it was just Netflix. And they're spending a gazillion dollars.
Well, AT&T has just lost $1 billion because of their investment in HBO Max.
Yeah.
And they're saying that they don't expect HBO Max will be profitable until 2024 or 2025.
And HBO Max was their version of streaming, right?
And it's owned by AT&T. And
yeah, of course.
So they have lost $1 billion and say this is going to be 4 or 5 years before they even make any money on it anyway.
And see, I believe, quite frankly, that that's because AT&T, when they took over, they ended up with the bad management that AT&T has anyway. Now getting mucking up the waters there and screwing up the HBO streaming service.
And of course, and they're not licensing any of their content to other providers. So if you don't want to watch any HBO stuff, it's got to be through them.
Yeah. Well, of course, it's because they got you by the calls.
Uh-huh.
Or in this case, the streams.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite streaming? What's your favorite part of tech in the last 25 years? Do let us know. Or what you don't like, 800-899-INTO. Or the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app. Meantime, let's meet at intotomorrow.com.
Bringing you the latest in consumer electronics and technology, this has been Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. To participate with Dave and his tech geniuses and win prizes anytime 24/7, use our free Into Tomorrow app for your iPhone, Android, and netbooks, available in your app store, or call 1-800-899-INTO. That's 1-800-899-4686. Be sure to visit our website anytime to read our show notes and watch our ITTV videos at intotomorrow.com. And join us next week as we bring you further Into Tomorrow.